You're listening to Vatican Radio. A striking sculpture of Jesus, depicted as a homeless man sleeping on a park bench, was presented to Pope Francis following the general audience in St. Peter's Square on Wednesday. The unusual artwork was brought over from Canada by sculptor Timothy Schmaltz, who has been exploring the contemporary face of Christian art for over two decades. The large bronze sculpture was inspired by an encounter the artist had with a homeless person on the streets of Toronto several years ago, an experience that brought new insight into the gospel passage about caring for the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, and the strangers in our midst. Just before the audience, I sat down with Tim to find out more about his work, his faith, and his gift for the Pope.
What I realized is what the Gospels and what Christianity provides is an endless well of creative possibilities. And I find it fascinating because some of the sculptures that I'm doing right now, I scratch my head and I think this religion is 2,000 years old, and I can still come up with very interesting ways to bring a new perspective to these eternal truths. It's really interesting.
As you say, you're drawing on this 2,000-year history, and yet a lot of your work has a very contemporary edge to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think one of the missions I have as a Catholic sculptor is to present these ideas in a different light. You have to bring a new perspective, a new angle, and I think that helps people understand their faith in a sense. It's almost like if you have a gem, you can look at it from one specific angle, but if you turn the gem around in your fingers, you can see the different light and you begin to get a better understanding of it. I think that's one of the purposes that I have as a Christian sculptor, is to take a gospel idea and interpret it in a new way or a different way. And so people can reflect on it a little and have a little bit of a different experience with it and hopefully be enriched by that.
Let's look at the specific piece of artwork that you've bought for Pope Francis, the homeless Jesus.
Yes. Can I just tell you a little bit of background story to it?
I was
working around 3 years ago in downtown Toronto. I was invited to do a nativity. I actually sculpted a nativity at an Anglican cathedral in downtown Toronto. And I moved out from the city 6 or 7 years ago, and I don't go into the big cities very often. But when I went to Toronto, it was so strange. I saw people lying on the street, like so many of them. I knew I used to be used to that completely, but being away from it, coming back to it, it was a shock. And I remember precisely I was on one of the main streets going down, and it was near Christmas time, 2 p.m, and I was looking at a man, basically his bedroom was the concrete, wrapped up in a sleeping bag, very similar to the sculpture that I created. And words came to my mind, that is Jesus. And for the next 3 days, I couldn't get the image out of my head of that figure lying in the middle of the day, wrapped up in this human form. It was haunting. It was chilling. And being a sculptor, I started just to express it. And so what I did was I created a figure almost completely wrapped up in a sleeping bag or an old blanket, a thick, old, rough blanket. And the only thing that's visible is his feet with the wound from being on the cross. The only way one can identify it as Christ, really, is by seeing the feet. And there's something about the feet, the most sensitive part of a sensitive, personal, fragile thing. There you have this figure with the feet exposed. The head, the face, what I did was I shrouded it with the blanket, very similar to the actual homeless person that I saw. If you really look hard, you'll see a hint of an eye and maybe a little bit of a scruff of a beard. But the idea of hiding the face was to make people understand the gospel, where when Christ said, when you've helped the marginalized people, you're actually helping me. So how I created this piece was almost like a visual translation of the gospel that I believe is one of the most important messages that Christ brings. And so the figure's on a park bench. There's enough room that someone can sit very uncomfortably on that park bench. And it's interesting because you have a lot of politicians or famous people nowadays, unlike 100 years ago, you put them on a huge pedestal. Now they're trying to make them look friendly. Sometimes I see bronze sculptures. I think in Toronto, Glenn Gould is on a park bench and you can sit by it. Here you can sit, but you have to squeeze very uncomfortably beside the Jesus. And it's interesting because when I was working on it, I actually sat on the park bench area of my clay sculpture. And it was a haunting feeling because most people don't really approach homeless people with they clear a radius of like 25 feet of them or so. But it was chilling. And what it is essentially is a visual translation of the Gospels and my experience of seeing a homeless person and thinking, that is Jesus.
This experience or this focus, if you like, on the marginalized resonates so profoundly, doesn't it, with what Pope Francis is now saying?
I have to say that the sculpture is very providential. It was a spiritual experience actually creating it, but how the events unfolded during after the piece was done was to me very spiritual. Pope Francis basically says we want this to be a poor church for the poor, but here at St. Peter's Square, you look around, there's no visual representation of that within the artwork. But that's I think because Christian artwork, basically, like Rome, most of it was done 500 years ago. You look at most of the great masterpieces here in Rome, and it was a different mentality, I think, than it is today. And so imagine that homeless person, imagine him walking up the street and seeing Jesus the homeless. Imagine what that would do to him. And I always thought when I created the piece that I did it for people like me, homeowners, so we can look. But I thought about how marginalized and how fragile his self-worth must be. But imagine if he could walk in someplace in Rome, up the street, and yeah, he can see the beautiful St. Peter's Square, he can see the Bernini pieces, but then he sees a piece that looks a lot like him. Imagine how much more the idea of a Pope Francis, a poor church for the poor, would mean. And my hope is that this piece changes it. That homeless person can walk in downtown Rome, see and realize that, yeah, the Son of Man is like me. I have self-worth. He loves me. And this piece, I think, will show those marginalized people that more than a risen Christ that's done in Carrara marble, that is like one of my favorite sculptors, Bernini. I look around here and I'm chilled. I'm in awe at the beauty in Rome. It's my favorite city in the world. But I think there's one message that Bernini couldn't have thought about 500 years ago. And now as an artist, that's what my intention is to bring out these new approaches to Christian artwork.
You also want to bring this piece to other places around the world, don't you? Not just here in Rome, but also in other areas, particularly around the financial districts in some of the major cities.
Yeah, it's interesting because right now the first cast went to downtown Toronto, Regis College. And after it was rejected by a couple cathedrals, the Jesuit College, Regis College at the University of Toronto accepted it. 2 weeks later, we have the first Jesuit Pope who calls himself Pope Francis. So it's fascinating. But yes, right now there's the Catholic Charities, Chicago Catholic Charities in the United States have commissioned a bronze cast of it, and it's going right at their head office in Chicago, which is right across from the financial district. There's a piece going to Perth, Australia pretty soon. And my hope is to have in most of the bigger cities this visual message. A sculpture is almost like a preacher, a 24/7 preacher, if it's outside. The church can be closed, locked up, but the sculpture is still giving that message out. And so the more of these pieces I can get to different key cities in the world, I think the more people will basically have more concern about the homeless. They'll see them in a different light. They won't see them like garbage bags on corner steps and everything. And to have that connection towards their faith, Christianity, and Christ, if he came down today, wouldn't be with Obama, wouldn't be with the presidents, the prime ministers. He would be sitting in the rain out there on the streets. That's how I see it. And that's what my sculpture is hopefully going to reflect.
My thanks there to Canadian artist Timothy Schmaltz, whose Homeless Jesus sculpture was presented to Pope Francis at the audience on Wednesday.